Emergency workers are cleaning up today after a powerful storm system swept across the Midwest. Tornadoes and severe thunderstorms are being blamed for dozens of injuries and the deaths of at least 9 people. From member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana, Chad Bouchard reports.
High winds and heavy rains damaged several Indiana communities Sunday as a severe storm system scoured the state. A tornado raked through downtown Marengo in southern Indiana, killing one man and destroying dozens of homes. Karen Cook with the local Red Cross says workers are assessing damage and providing shelter for more than 100 residents at a high school.
We had a lot of folks that you know, were stranded on the highway that had to get in out of the weather. And we had around 350 people that actually showed up initially.
Cook says 24 victims of last week's storms in the adjacent community of Georgetown are still recovering at their shelter. Sunday's storms hit just 3 days after high winds and torrential rain fell on southern and central Indiana, leaving some homes damaged from flash floods. Judy Hendigas works at a nearby cave, which is Marengo's main tourist attraction. She says the area has been immobilized
and pretty much blocked off. They say there's 80% of the businesses and homes have been damaged. 50% of them have actually been demolished. There's no power or phone service right now, and cell phones never get good reception down in the town of Marengo.
High winds in Indianapolis battered dozens of buildings and tore the roof off a nursing home with 50 residents inside. No one was seriously injured, and residents were evacuated to a nearby hospital. State emergency management officials are expecting rivers in the region to flood later this week. Indiana Governor Joe Kernan spent part of the day surveying storm damage from a helicopter and has declared the entire state a disaster area. The same system is being blamed for widespread damage over the weekend in states from Oklahoma to West Virginia. At least 3 West Virginia counties have been declared disaster areas due to flooding and storm damage. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Bloomington.